I'm Alondra Markman with OntarianJourneys.com.
Welcome to a wonderful, hopefully you'll find it wonderful, meditation. I'm calling this one the Three Brains. Find yourself in some position that you can sustain, be it standing, sitting, lying down, something that feels wholesome to you, where the spine is relatively relaxed in a good posture. We'll be engaging mostly in non-physical activity, although we will use the body as a lens to some of that activity. So, first off, I will propose to you the notion that you have two more brains than you previously thought. And these two other brains, I propose as being located in the belly and in the heart. So in addition to the gray matter that you have inside of your skull that you're probably used to thinking of as your brain, take a few moments and ponder this notion. See how it feels to your body, if it resonates with you. You don't have to use this metaphor to do the meditation, but I find it a very rich one. So what would it be if you had additional brains in your belly and in your heart space? And we're going to start with the most familiar brain, the one which is inside the head, the one most of us tend to think is the brain, the one and only, our true companion, the thing that makes us unique as a species, the space inside our head. So I invite you to tune into that space and see what's going on there right now. This could be physical sensations. It could be thoughts, feelings, energy moving in various ways. What are the conditions like at this moment inside that beautiful head of yours? There's no goal here to have less thoughts or more thoughts. However you're already thinking is welcome and encouraged. So just watch the process. If you're having thoughts, watch how they come and how they roll by. What's their shape or their texture? We're not going to worry about meaning at this moment. We're just looking at the shapes and the feelings, the sensations. Does it feel hot or cool, tingly or numb? Any kind of descriptor you want to use is fine. Or you don't have to use any words at all. Feel how your brain is doing today, at this moment. When you're tuned into that, I'm going to invite you to move your focus. We've had a small point of attention inside the head, around the head. And move it down into your belly area. A long journey all the way to the other side of your torso. Take a few moments to sink into your belly space and see what's going on there. I'm proposing to you that you're having thoughts of some kind in your belly. You may not have pictured them as thoughts before. They might have been perceived as sensations or hungers or instinctive feelings, any number of things. I propose to you that you're also thinking from this place, from your belly place. And the point that most resonates for me is just a little bit below the belly button. you may find a slightly different point for yourself, or you may see it as more of an area than a point. However you choose to approach it is absolutely right. No good or bad in this field of endeavor. What kind of sensations are running through your belly mind or your belly brain? Are there things that you're dreaming about in that belly of yours? Are there wishes or needs or dreams germinating in that dark space? How does this feel in relation to your head brain? How do the thoughts move here relative to our previous exploration? What's memory like from the perspective of your belly? What does planning look like? How do you experience cravings in this part of yourself? And how is that different from any cravings you might experience in your brain mind? So feel free to use these questions or any others that occur to you to observe the textures and sensations and clusters of energy and beingness that move through your belly or your belly brain. The next thing we're going to do on this exciting journey is to take that point of focus, which we've held in our head and in our belly, and move it back up towards where we started, but not all the way. We're going to the heart. So move your point of attention, if that resonates for you, or simply your attention. However you want to perceive your field of awareness, move it to your heart space. See how your heart brain is thinking at this moment. How does your heart respond to attention in ways that are similar or different from the head and the belly brains? How does the heart relate to thoughts? What are the shapes and forms that move in this space, in your heart space? How does your heart relate to using logic? How does your heart brain engage in speculation? What kind of sensations feel most grounded in this place, in this particular brain? The heart brain. When you've had a few moments to explore this, let's return to the brain mind inside the head. How does it feel now? Do you still believe this is the only brain you have? What new information has been presented during your journey through your body in this way? And I'm going to invite you at your own pace to move your attention in the same way we just moved it, from head to belly to heart. If you're feeling adventurous, you can go in a different order, whatever feels natural to you. See what connections you can trace between these three brains, these three areas of the body, these three ways to think. If you'd like an image to use, you can see a cord of white light, silvery white light, binding these three centers together so that they can all share their experiences with one another. How does it feel to think in such a connected way? How is your body responding to this conscious linkage of your many brains? The whole body thinks. And I invite you to play with any of this stuff at your leisure. If you like, you can start coming back to your regular consciousness, whatever you consider that to be. I would advise not to rush. See how you can relate to your everyday situations from this perhaps new standpoint, where what you think of as thought has gone from one to three places, maybe more places. Thanks for sharing this meditation with me.